Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry in advance, yo. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah. What's good?
Yeah. We're back.
It's the What in the Ham Sandwich show with the kid, Sean Slaughter. Look at him. He's stuck.
It's your boy, Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia.
So you want to go home and watch us on the laptop, son? That dude be stuck in the laptop, bro.
I'm trying to get in the Gmail.
Welcome to the Wonder Ham Sandwich Show, man. You know what I'm saying? Not for the boring, only for the daring. You know what I'm saying? We cut through all the fat, give you nothing but the facts. Sean Slaughter, Trajan Cook Dog.
Yes.
Yes, we're in the building.
We got that boy, DJ I Rock Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the ones and twos.
Mm-hmm.
We got the young intern.
Kisa.
Super engineer Kisa. And yeah, he's still an intern. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He ain't on pay grade status yet. You know what I'm saying? He done knocked out I Rock's cord, almost messed up his whole turntable.
Yeah. He acting like an intern.
He's going to be the longest intern in history.
He's going to set the Guinness Book of World Records.
5 years, 40 hours a week. Hey, yo, can we freestyle a little bit?
Yeah.
That foolish freestyle?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, can you give me a little bit of my headphones, yo. A little bit of my headphones. Yeah, right there. Hey, yo. How you think you gon' stop the movement? You ain't that important, baby. Gotta keep it moving. Sort of on the track, and you know I'm right. Everybody wanna come through for the night. Ham Sandwich Show got the Illmatic flow, and everybody wanna now take a bite. Just like a Big Mac, we got a big stack of ill jokes, and you better come, big black person. I be coming through, you just be hurting. And everybody know we reppin' Jesus, that's for certain. I got Cook Dog, I got Trajan. And everybody wanna come and try to phase the boys in the room as we do it. Everybody wanna come through like fluid. What you gonna know when you get the show? And you know that we come and pull it like do it. Breathing on the track, and I'm breathing on your back, and I'm breathing like attack, and I'm sticking to the wall. Everybody wanna come and see the Ham Sandwich Show, just ball. I rock on the ones and twos right now. Everybody wanna come through anyhow. How now, how brown cow. Everybody wanna say come through, and you might get plowed. That's called slap ministry. Understand, because we're in the industry. Everybody wanna come through and finish me. Not Mortal Kombat, not a Wombat. Everybody, none of them, don't put it on that. Put it on that.
What?
It's the foolish freestyle. Cook Dog, go ahead and take it for a mile.
I like that. That man go.
Let me.
Go. Low. Low. Ho. Whoa. Bo. Show. Glow. Big go go. Biggie bo. Got that cocoa puff. Got that milk. Got that cheese puff. And that cheese dip. Told my stomach up. So bad. Went to the bathroom, stuck the stool, and took my toilet up the booth. So I don't know what they do. Looked at my fingers, it didn't look good. So, got that soap, put it in the water, rubbed my hands. Then I looked, smell again, it was the same, man. Hey, go that gets this detergent on that lips. Don't you know, I don't know what to do. So I sit in the tub all night, boo.
Oh my goodness.
But hey, It's a ham sandwich show. We right came to go. Let's go. Y'all rock. Let's go, boy. Whoa.
What in the ham? That might have been the most disgusting freestyle.
That is disgusting.
But even though it's disgusting, it's so true.
Y'all know good well.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all didn't shoot no hot ones up in here.
Wipe yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Then you go wash your hands.
You go wash your hands and go check.
And check. What you gonna do? You gonna wash again?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Or you just gonna go ahead and leave and go about your business?
Hey, look. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Go ahead. If you got long fingernails, it's not gonna work. Cut your nails before you go. Cut your nails.
Or use baby wipes or something.
For sure.
I mean.
Oh, boy. Y'all boys stupid.
We thank y'all for watching the Ham Sandwich Show. And always remember, you can catch the Ham Sandwich Show. We're on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Ham Sandwich Show is our Facebook tag. TheHamSandwichShow.com is also our website. And so you can go in there, start a profile, and join the discussion. The Ham Sandwich Show is all about fostering discussion. You know what I'm saying? Trying to spark conversation on some of the things that go on in pop culture, society, all that type of stuff. And this show, we're going to take some ham callers. You know what I'm saying? And I want to, well, I'm not going to start with that one yet. But we're going to take some ham callers. And the one thing that we love about ham callers is that our ham callers keep it real. You know what I'm saying? We got people that call saying how much they love the show. And literally people calling from all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Just telling us how much they enjoy the show. We got people that got questions and issues. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to handle some of those tonight. If you want to call, 757-325-9493. We'll give you a little window to call. We'll let you know when you can call. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call tonight. Also, we are on holyculture.net.
Yeah! Woo! Yes, sir!
You know what I'm saying? We are live on holyculture.net. And so... go to holyculture.net and you know what I'm saying, look for the ham show, ham sandwich link. I don't even know how they got it up there, but I sent an email out. Go to the Ham Sandwich Show Facebook and click the link, and you can watch us live on Holy Culture. And so it's good to be here. You know what I'm saying, streaming live. You can watch the hamness.
Yes, sir.
All your hamness.
Go down 757-325-9493. Let's go ahead and get some music. You want to say something, dog?
Yeah. For y'all new people.
For y'all newbies. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all know how we do.
Don't be over there with a screw face.
I ain't joking. We get shit at.
We keeps it funk. We keeps
That's
it 100.
Right. That's right.
Keeps it real. We talk about all kinds of issues. And so, you know what I'm saying?
And then we apologize to you.
You know what I'm saying? And so let's go ahead and let's get to some music. And we right back, man. It's the Ham Show.
Yeah, y'all just like this. Hey, hey, yeah, hey, y'all know what it is. Hey,
Bye.
matter who jockey you, it's on fire and I ain't talking about the rule. If I give something better, know I use it too. So when I break it down, it's simple for you. You heard the word that he coming for you. Get sick, cause it really is the thing to do. All I want is freedom for you. If it's bad, no one to fall, we'll hurt you. Mirror cast, when it's twice you work through. Greater words than he will you do. You be fast, every time you make you. Why the fast? Let your girl reverse you. Focus on nothing, I'll hit distract you. Praise, we're on the right notes, so what we do. Little just stick with you, be successful. Give your family and friends who left you. They know now what they do. I see that you're feeling me too. I'm speaking from the spirit that is sicker than the physical. Confidence never think that you're pitiful. More than lyrical, it's straight up spiritual. You've been baptized.
Show Sean Cook True.
Yes, sir.
I Rock Jesus playing the fire joints.
The fire. Shut my bone.
Classics, newbies, ham exclusives.
Yeah, I mean, welcome back to the Ham Sandwich Show. And what we want to do in this ham show is we want to take a couple of callers and, you know what I mean? You know, you always get a voice on the Ham Sandwich Show. That's one thing you got to know. You always get a voice on
Shall
the Ham
be
Sandwich.
Heard.
So make sure you call 757-325-9493 or leave your question on facebook.com/Ham Sandwich Show. And we look at all your questions. We hear all your comments, whether they nasty or not.
And,
you know, nasty. And, you know what I'm saying? Also, big shouts out to all those that came to my release party, man.
Woo!
Yes, sir!
You know what I'm saying? Just ask anybody that was there, you know what I'm saying, how it was, man. We had a great time. Really, really enjoyed ourselves, man. Had the band behind us playing.
Yes, sir!
Face off.
That band was freaking ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So.
Appreciate you.
You know what I mean? So.
Out. That band showed out for real.
They showed out. They showed up and showed out. You know what I mean? So thanks for all y'all that, that came and supported, man. What's up?
We had some ham people there, right?
Right.
So this couple came up to me and said, "Are you the drummer Beast Boy, Cook Dog, AK?" I said, "Yeah." "We didn't know you played a drum for real. We just thought that was just your full name."
Oh, wow. We just made that up for you.
I do play the drums, y'all, for real.
He plays it. He gets it in.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he shut it down on Sunday.
Let's go ahead and take our first call.
Hey, I'm the Hey, Chico, up in Everett, Washington.
Come on, Chico.
Hey, I'm not.
All right. A little bit of technical difficulty.
Technical difficulty.
I can basically tell you what he said.
Nasty.
Intro, like, long time ago. And you said, okay, we're going to change it up. You know, it's been brought to our attention. You're going to change it up.
Talking about the intro.
And yeah, it hasn't happened. So, you know, is it going to happen? Is it not? You know, what's the hold up?
Oh, my
God. You know, you talking about how much work you put in. You know, you're slacking. I understand you got your new album, and hey, that junk is high. It is, but you know, if you're gonna say you're gonna do something, don't go out and do something else and say, "Oh, well, I was doing this." Hey, new intro, bring it, make it work. All right, I'm not doing it.
What's his name, Chico?
Chico, Chico.
That's what's up, Chico.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo,
Chico.
Hey, yo,
Chico,
hey, yo,
Chico, we sorry.
Nah, I ain't sorry, dog. Chico. You know what I'm saying? I ain't sorry. Y'all did.
Chico said we lied, son.
We slacking. Y'all just straight
lied. That's what he said, yo.
What's up? Y'all slacking.
Nah, we ain't slacking, dog. Basically, here's what happened with the intro.
He went hard.
Nah, real talk. Yo, real
talk. Real talk, Chico.
Hey, yo, real talk. Real Zork.
And y'all Mookie.
Basically, what had happened was...
What happened?
With the intro, we, you know what I'm saying? We were going to do the intro, right? Now, you was half right, because we was lazy. You know what I'm saying? I think True wrote her verse to the intro. You know what I mean? And then me and Cook... was still thinking about us. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We was doing what Jay-Z do.
Yeah.
Off the head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know what I came to the conclusion, man? You know, it's almost like, what would happen if you listen to ESPN and you didn't hear the better than?
Right.
It wouldn't be ESPN.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What would happen if you heard, you know what I'm saying? You watch Monday Night Football, you didn't hear but a bit, but a bit,
but a bit, but a bit,
but a bit, but a I'm saying, I think our intro is a classic.
All day. On the rocket.
Exactly. I think our intro is a classic. I think we got to chop it up, you know what I'm saying, and add True's voice in there.
Yeah.
But our intro sounds like your TV show. You know what I'm saying? What happens if you watch it on order and you didn't hear?
What happens if you watch Jeopardy and you don't hear?
You know what I'm saying? And so I just think that we've been doing it for so long. This is our 143rd show.
Mm. Oh, you didn't hear this. I hate you, Jody. I hate you. I hate you, Jody.
I hate you too, Yvette. I hate you too with your black.
I love you, Jody. I love you.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, snap.
And so I think we're going to keep our intro. We might edit it and throw some True in there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a three-man squad. It's a three-person squad. You know what I'm saying? Now. You know what I mean? And so, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I don't appreciate your tone, dog.
Yeah, your tone, son. Keep it holy, son. Keep it holy.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Watch your tone, yo.
Stupid.
You know what I mean? But I do appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. And we also had a call that I'm not going to do, but since that was a shorter one, we also had a call on us speaking in tongues. Right. And you know, he didn't. You know, I'm not gonna play his call because he really didn't call for that. But he said when the phone call came on, he's a truck driver and he does our show all the time, so we really appreciate him. And so when the phone call came in, the first thing he said was, "Praise the Lord. My name is so and so and so forth." You know what I mean? And he talked about he grew up in Pentecost. He goes to a Pentecostal apostolic church.
Right.
And so he was like, you know, with us speaking in tongues and how we might take it a little too far.
And and he's an avid listener. He's an avid listener. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. I mean people can you know have their different opinions and all that type of stuff. And I personally don't think we take it too far. Simply because we're not mimicking. Okay, we only got a couple of minutes. I got a couple of minutes. Okay, I got a couple of minutes. Let's break this down. All right, off the top of the dome. Acts chapter 2. All right, and we talked about this before. Day of Pentecost, and Pentecostals base the speaking in tongues off Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, what you had were men who were from, you had Jewish people speaking in different languages. Because it was the day of Pentecost and there were people from all over the country. And so when they started speaking in tongues, people said, who are these men who are praising God in our native language? And then the Bible lists, there were men from Phrygia and Asia and so on and so on and so forth. So basically, if there was a Chinese guy there, you had Peter, a Jewish apostle, praising God in Chinese. He wasn't doing go-go bots. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't doing row my boat. You know what I'm saying? He was praising God in Chinese. You had a Jewish person praising God in Italian. You know what I'm saying? That's what the initial, that's what Acts chapter 2 is talking about. Now, 1 Corinthians, I believe, 13, I believe, when it talks about tongues, talks about the gifts of the Spirit. 12, 13, and 14 is a great sect to read, great piece to read. It talks about gifts of the Spirit and stuff. It talks about the unknown tongues, where we have mysteries to God. And it even talks about that in those unknown tongues, when we speak them. Now, if you go to church and you go botting on top of stage, loud, that's cool. But I'm just telling what the Bible says. It says that these tongues edify ourselves, but prophecy edifies the church. So Paul said, I would rather speak 5 words of prophecy than 1,000 words in tongue in church, because I would rather edify the church than sitting in church edifying myself. But because we want to seem super spiritual, what we do is we in church and we roboting. And don't nobody know what's said. When I grew up at Brooklyn Tabernacle, we used to praise God. Somebody would speak in tongues, and then somebody would interpret the tongues so that the whole church could be edified. Right. As a matter of fact, it said that he even warned about speaking in tongues and open in church, because it said the non-believer will look at you as a barbarian. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not knocking you, dog. You do whatever you do, what you do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking his salvation at all. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate him listening to the show. But according to the Bible, according to the Word, the way that we do it is out of order. So what we're mocking is that out of orderness. If you go on YouTube and you type in speaking tongues, you will see a whole bunch of fools up there. And you might see some genuine stuff. You might see something, but you might see 5% genuine, 95%, you know what I'm saying, fool. With somebody up there and talking and hucking and bucking and speaking in tongues, you know what I'm saying? And using the tongues as part of his sermon. You know what I'm saying?
We need to play that clip.
We need to play that clip. You know what I'm saying? When this dude actually said, shut up. That was his tongue.
Yeah. All day.
He said, all I need is 5 people to shut up.
Yeah.
That's not of God. That's a show.
All day. Shame.
All day.
That's a show. That's what we're mimicking. That's what we're mimicking. Because we all speak in tongues.
Right.
At least some of us. I think we all do. But even with that, when it talks about speaking in tongues, it is a gift of the Spirit. Just like teaching, just like prophecy, just like the gifts of help, just like the gifts of ministry. Don't let me go and break all the gifts down here. You know what I'm saying?
Tabash!
But the greatest gift of all, the Bible says,
yes,
is faith, hope, and love. But the greater of these is love.
Atabash!
Live.
Shabba race. Shabba. Shabba.
And so that's what it is. Let's take a quick break. Africa 1 to 2, Sean Cook True. It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. You know how we do.
Hunt do this for the hood, do this for the streets, do this for the people feel like they ain't got no peace. I do this for the love up above. I do this for my wife, I do this for my daughter.
Sandwich Show, we're back. Sean Cook, True.
Baba, I will.
I'll Rock Jesus. Young Kisa. Matter of fact, that song is off of the Prototype album. Make sure you pick up your copy. Can I show some love real quick?
This song is a problem.
Can I show some love real quick, yo? Lecrae's Rehab album is making a statement. Let me give y'all some numbers. I'm going to give y'all some Lecrae numbers, okay? First of all, Lecrae had the largest, the biggest debut sales week in Christian hip hop history.
Wow.
His first week sales were 25,000 copies.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Lecrae, can I hold something?
Yes.
Let me hold. Don't act like you don't know nobody.
Act like you don't know.
Because that's what happens when somebody get a little.
Hey, yo, Sean, remember back in the day, you know, Sean, when I gave you my CD, Sean? Hey, yo, you remember, Sean? You know what I mean? Remember back in the day, we went to the joint and had ice cream together. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Remember I paid for that extra scoop?
You know what I'm saying? Now that scoop on you.
That scoop, now the scoop on you, son.
All day.
Yeah, because you think about it, 25,000 albums, you know what I'm saying, on iTunes at 10 bucks, let's just say 8 bucks a pop, you know what I'm saying, that's well over 200 G's the first week. Pay your house note off. know what I mean? Let me give you some more numbers. At the peak, he was number one on the Billboard Christian album chart. He was number one on the gospel album chart. He was number one on the independent album chart. He was number five on the rap album chart. And he was number 17 on the Billboard 200 chart. That's at the that's at the peak. 3 weeks later, he's number one on the gospel album chart, number two on the Christian album chart, number eight on the rap album chart, number 55 on the Billboard 200.
Mm. He's doing it big.
The boy's putting in work.
You're putting in work.
Look, I just got an email today. You know who I deal with. There's a thing for MP3 for artists.
Right.
This song we have is in that.
For real. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Ham calling you on the line. Who's speaking? Ham caller, who's speaking?
Yourself together.
All right, let's keep it moving. We can't hear you, dog. All right, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next caller. Here we go.
Hey, what's good, fam? This is Alon from Hawaii. I'm from VA, but I'm living out in Hawaii right now.
The Valon.
I had a good idea for a topic. I mean, I appreciate every topic you guys do, but this one I was just thinking about, maybe you guys could think about doing. But it's, why does it seem as though people who didn't grow up in the church are more on fire for God than those who actually grew up in the church?
Mm. That's a good question.
What did he say?
Basically, what was that sheet? Basically, the question is, people that did not grow up in the church and got saved seem to be more on fire than those that who grew up in the church and got saved.
That's good.
Mm. Dablan from Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? The good question.
That's a great question.
You know what I'm saying? I got a couple I got a couple of ideas on well, the first thing I would say is I don't think of course it's totally true, but I think generally speaking it's somewhat true. Like you'll have that prostitute who didn't grow up in church, didn't have a mother father that went to church, and maybe grew up in the streets or whatever, and she gets saved and she like become Jesus'd out. You know what I'm saying? Versus the young dude that grew up in church and, you know what I'm saying, is saved, but like not like that, like that. Like he's saved, but like still down for whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like the one that didn't grow up in the church, their passion seems to be more strong for God than those that didn't grow up in the church. And I think I have an idea of why that is. And one of the reasons I think that is, I have wrote down, is that when you read Galatians 6:9, when you read 2 Thessalonians 3:13, it basically talks about not getting weary. It said, so let's not get tired of doing what's good. At the just right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. You know what I'm saying? I think one of the reasons those in the church who get saved may seem a little less enthusiastic about those outside of the church is because they done seen it all and did it all.
Right.
And the things of God don't carry the weight that it does. It's almost like...
That it should.
That it should.
Right.
So it's almost like, you know, when you 2 years old, you see Huckabucking. 3 years old, Huckabuck. 4 years old, Huckabuck. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know, I'm just saying Huckabuck. But it could be praising God. It could be speaking in tongues. It could be worshiping or whatever. By the time you get 16 or 17, you know what I'm saying? It's almost difficult to have your own experience with God.
Yeah.
Because... especially those that I think that were extremely involved in the church at a young age. Because church almost becomes like a job. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, you know, Cook's father's a pastor. You know, my father is a music. My father been in church since he came out the womb. You know what I'm saying? My father got saved at 12, 13. That's all he did was church. And so when you're in church all the time, sometimes it feels like a job. It don't feel like a place of ministry and healing. And when you meet God, it feels like a job. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It feels like another building. It felt like you clocking in and clocking out. It felt like something that you do because your parents go. Or something that you do because your pops is preaching or your mom's is singing. You know what I'm saying? Or you live with your grandfather. He the deacon. So you just go to church. You know what I'm saying? And so all the experiences, I think you take for granted. And I think all the good doing that happens, even those that grow up in church and don't go wayward and they still stay with God, I think it's almost like you're doing good for so long and you get weary in well doing.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We got a ham caller calling in. See if we can get him. Ham caller, you on?
Ham caller.
Yeah, I was trying to respond to what you were just saying, Sean. I think also right along the lines of what you were talking about. When you grow up in the church, like you said, you see everything and you know you had that experience. But what also happens is sometimes it's not real to you, meaning the things of God haven't been real. It's just a part of your life. You never experienced at an age to where it was real to you. And that's why so many people leave the church and come back and they're that much stronger. Because when you're young, you're just going by what you're told and it's not that much real to you. It's not that real to you. So I think that's an issue. I think that's a big issue. And the problem is we've had too much tradition, and I think God wants us to have that relationship. And because we don't have that one-on-one relationship, the church does become stale because we don't know God for ourselves.
Mm. That's what's up, man.
That's what's up.
Hey, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Kareem from Jersey. I've called a couple of times, man. I love you guys' show. And real quick, LeBron made his way to Miami. He didn't make his way to New York. I know we talked about that before, so I'm going to watch LeBron tonight, man. I understand that.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
I think what he was saying was so true. You know, it's like almost like you're a robot and you're just following along what your parents do and what everybody else do. And you never experience that relationship
That's
with
right.
God. That
That's
you never
right.
have that, you know, that connection with God for yourself.
Right.
They're true, but those outside the church never had that.
Right.
Right.
And so when they... Think about being devoid from God for 25 years of your life. And then you come into a place where people love you.
That's right.
You come to a place where you're accepted. You come to a place where you meet God. You begin to worship. You begin to touch God. And you feel this feeling that you've never felt before. You feel this agape, unconditional love that you've never felt before. It's almost overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where... Sometimes, you know, those are the Jesus freaks. Those are the ones who are just so crazy for Jesus because what those in church have taken for granted, they've never tasted. Mm-hmm. And they're tasting it as an adult, and it's the most wonderful thing in life.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the Ham Show.
I hear you calling my name. You're calling when it comes. But I can't get past the pain. It's calling when it comes. I'm just an empty frame. What you calling me to come closer? Lord, I feel so ashamed. Why you calling me to come closer?
I don't know what me never let go. Let me guide you, I'll show you where to go. Take a place that you've never been before. Just can't believe that there is so much in store. So
don't be afraid of me, just come
closer.
I want you here with me, come remains.
You're calling me to come closer.
Sin had me bound in chains.
I mean, it's my life for
sin. But you pulled me out the flames. Now I lift my hands in the way.
Grab a hold of me. Never let go.
Never let go.
Let me guide you. I'll show you where to go.
Chevy. With the suicide door, be a flesh killer and suicide jaws. I wanna get close like a shave, Gillet. Watch out, these boys on fire, Skillet. What's cooking? Let's get close like the number two from downtown Brooklyn. Peace on the CP and Lil Brooklyn. Pose on the remix, boy, bring the hook it.
Ham Sandwich Show, Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, and
yes,
True Asia. You know what I mean? Ham Caller, you on the line.
You on the hair?
Yeah, yeah, we on the air.
Go ahead, Ham Caller.
You on the air?
You on the air?
Yo, you on the air?
Play too much.
Hey yo, let's go ahead and hey yo, Kiesel. Let's go ahead and thun them up, dog.
Thunder.
Why that joint stop so short? So. So you're gonna be an intern for the next 80 years, yo.
Yes, sir.
Alright. Son, lower your tone, son. Lower your tone. Let's try this one more time. Ham Caller, you on the air.
You on the air. Yo.
Ham Caller, you on the air.
Ham Caller.
Ham Caller, you on the air.
You.
Yo, what's up, man? What's your comment?
Ain't got no comment, man. I just want to shout y'all out for doing a great job, yo. Y'all doing a great job, man, for real.
That's what's up, man.
What's your name?
What's your name? Where you from?
I'm Wayne, man. I'm calling from Newport News, man.
That's what's up.
ERT, man.
That's what's up, man. God bless, man.
Thank you for calling.
You too, brother.
Hey, I'm calling. You on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's good? Who's calling? What's your name?
AJ from Norfolk.
Okay, that's what's up, man. What's your comment, dog?
AJ!
I'm just calling. I'm Cook Dog's former roommate from school.
I got some questions.
AJ.
Come on, dog.
Stink up the room.
Pause. AJ, you got to have some dirt on this yeah. thing, son.
Share the dirt.
You know what I'm saying? What's it like living with Cook, son?
Well, I ain't going to put all that man business in the street like that, but I lied. I give you one funny story.
Go ahead, dog.
We'll take it.
Of course, you know, Cook is a wild, crazy dude.
Okay.
But, you know, we used to stay in the dorm together, and he used to go through these spurts where he would just do wild and crazy stuff. But the craziest thing that he used to do, this guy used to, you know what Durangos are, right?
The boots?
Right.
The boots.
Uh-huh.
This guy used to get butt naked, put on some Durangos. He would take the ironing board to the other side of the dorm where we didn't know anybody that stayed over there and knock on random people's doors. And when they opened the door, he would be ironing his boxes in front of their doorway.
What in the world?
Hey, yo, AJ, man, thank you for calling, man.
Hey, all right, man. Y'all keep doing what you do.
All right, dog.
Hey, yo, AJ.
Harrison.
AJ, I thank you for that. Thank you for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, snap.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
If Cook ever come wrong at me, and we in front of a bunch of people, I'm going to be like, hey, yo, Cook, Durango, son. You know what I'm saying? Now shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Don't make me put you on blast.
This dude in Durango boots, stank butt naked.
Hey, look, when they open up the door, yo, I just be out of, yo. They be looking at me like, is this dude?
Yo, that, I ain't gonna fuck. That is hilarious. That joint is, son, I would have been weak.
That's that joint, man. I had a boy crying laughing, dog.
Hey, yo, let's,
oh boy!
Let's get back to the calls, man. That's the best story I think I've ever heard.
Boy, y'all retarded, yo.
Oh my god! And they had to be Durango.
And you gonna start talking about I want to put your business in the street? You put all your business,
all of it. It's out there. How come they couldn't be Tim's? They had to be Durango's,
right? That's what it was style, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
A little buckle on the side.
So that joke was hot too.
Here we go.
Yo. Sean, Cook, Chu, this is Jose Winger again from Redmond, Oregon. Just want to know you guys, I think you guys are spending a little bit too much time in the beginning on your news about secular people. Let me just give you an example. I'm trying to let my friends know he shouldn't be watching secular shows or like, you know, the witchcraft shows or like Charm and Harry Potter and all that stuff. And that one day he listened to the radio station with me on What in the Ham podcast. And you guys were talking like at least half an hour on just secular rap artists and how they're making money and, you know, that one about, I forgot her name, but and he sort of called me a hypocrite. And I'm trying to explain to him that, I don't know how to explain to him that, you know, because you guys just like put me down in a sense. But I just want to know if you guys think about, you know, also, you know, Christians watching Twilight, you know, Charm, Buffy, shows like that, you know, witchcraft shows. All right, have blessed days, and peace out.
That's what's up, man. Thanks for the call. And basically, to give you the gist of what he's saying, he said that, you know, first he said that we need to stop spending time on our ham news talking about secular people. And he said because he was with his friend, and he was telling his friend that he don't need to be watching shows like witchcraft, and, you know, like Charm,
right,
and stuff like that. And then I guess he just happened to, I guess it was bad timing. He pulled up a show. And it was a show that we did on how rappers make money.
Right.
And we were talking about rappers, mm-hmm, I think, making money and stuff,
right,
like that.
Right. You want me to do the top 10 list and all that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. The top 10 list on rappers that make money and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And thanks for the call, man. I know he's an avid listener as well. Let me shoot a couple things at you, dog. Let me shoot a couple things at you.
Explain something.
The one thing about the Ham Sandwich Show is that it's not a hypocritical show. It's an informed show.
Yes, sir.
We are a news reporting, we call it satirical comedy? Satire comedy? Is that what you call it? I don't know what it's called. But it's almost like the Daily Show or
the Daily Buzz or something.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like Jon Stewart, the Daily Show. Yeah. It kind of has that flavor to it. That's kind of what we do. And we talk about politics, pop culture, social issues, you know what I'm saying, religion, sports. We talk about all these things. You know what I'm saying? We're not limiting ourselves to just preachers. We're not just up in here preaching.
Right.
We're giving you a Christian perspective,
right,
on social, political, pop culture, on these different issues. Now, if you listen to that whole show, obviously, you know what I'm saying, through the Thunder Mile, usually we always break down something. Or even throughout the show, we'll break down what we're talking about while we're talking about it. I think during that ham news section, you can find that in any newspaper
or
People Magazine. Yes. And I think we were talking about the top artists that were making money. And so it was just information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, we weren't
advocating
the artist. We weren't telling you to go buy the artist. We weren't saying, yo, you know what I'm saying, I love this artist. We were just saying, here's what the Forbes top so-and-so says. It was interesting. It was an interesting piece of information.
Yes, sir.
It was what it was. So I think that's the first thing. I think the second thing is, you know, John 7:14-19 talks about, basically, we're not of this world. right? We're in this world, but we're not of this world. You know what I'm saying? And what that separation means is that we do not link up with the world's sin, the way they think and how they do things. You know what I'm saying? And so by reading a Forbes 100 list is not sinful. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, it would have been a little more risky if we begin to break down the album, tell our favorite songs, and you know what I'm saying, and played a couple of cuts.
Yeah, hottest lines. You know what I'm saying? The hottest Jay-Z lines.
You know what I mean? Right. That would have been a little different. You know what I'm saying? That's so, you know, we still have to... We consider ourselves almost like, because in hip-hop culture, we consider ourselves almost urban missionaries. And in that sense, we have to, I should say, we like to understand what's going on in culture,
right,
especially because of the type of show that we do. We like to understand what's going on in culture so that we can have an opinion, a Christian perspective, a godly a perspective on that. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as, you know... Charmed and Twilight and stuff like that. What do you call it? What's the other show?
Harry Potter.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why you told your friend not to watch these shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I wouldn't necessarily send my daughter to watch some of these shows because they got like werewolves in it. I actually saw Twilight on the plane. And what's funny about it is, The fuss that Christians make about Twilight and Harry Potter
actually blows the shows up more.
It blows the shows up more, number one. And then when I actually went to go see the show, I was like, are you serious? Like, I thought they were actually getting into, like, witch stuff. And it's like a little teenage, you know what I'm saying, puberty love story. You know what I'm saying? About some dude that's a werewolf and some dude that's a vampire. You know what I'm saying? And so people hear the word werewolf and vampire, you know what I mean, which are fictional story creations.
Right, just like the Care Bears.
Just like the Care Bears. Let's start right there. Vampires and werewolves are not biblical aberrations. Mm. These are not things you find in the Bible. Mm. These are things you find in fictional stories.
Mm, come on, preacher.
And so Christians run away from the werewolves and the vampires, because I think Christians, you know, they equate demons with vampires. I've even watched too much South Park, dog. You know what I'm saying? And then even with Harry Potter, at the end of the day, these shows are not witch recruiting shows. You know what I'm saying? They do what shows like Amen did to Christians.
Right.
That's what they do. When you watch a show like Amen with George Jefferson, you know what I'm saying? You thought it gave you a depiction of the church that wasn't real.
Right.
These shows do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They give you the depiction of magic and all this type of stuff that's not real. And if your kids... Now, to me, it's really more danger of a kid than a teenager. Because if a kid... If my daughter went and go saw that, you know what I'm saying? And the magic and stuff like that, I would have to explain to her that magic's not real. And then when she asks how God answers prayer, I have to explain that God doesn't do magic necessarily. You know what I'm saying? God has power, but it's not magical like you see on TV. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the only confusion I can see for a young kid watching those movies. I can't see a young kid watching those movies saying, "But I want to be a witch." That's dumb.
Right.
I can't see a kid watching that movie saying, "I want to be a werewolf." That's dumb.
Right.
And what's even dumber than that is a kid watching the movie saying, "I want to be a werewolf." You know what I'm saying?
They going straight to the 13th floor.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And so that's what that is. But if you're a teenager or if you're a young adult, you know what I'm saying, and you're watching these movies, most teenagers are... What's the whole promotion around the movie? Whose side are you on? I can't remember the names, but who's it, Zach or Petey? I don't know the names. You know what I'm saying? But whose side are you on? Are you on this guy's side or that guy's side? You know what I'm saying? The guy that got the chisel looks and the hard chin, or the guy that got the pecs? That's what the movie's about. You know what I'm saying? If anything, the movie's about lust.
Right.
If anything, the movie has a teenage lust aspect of it, about it, and it talks about relationships in a way that's untrue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so Should we be careful on what we watch? Of course. Should we have a filter? Of course. But let's not get ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? The show Charmed with Alyssa Milano.
Three sisters.
Three
witches. They must be witches.
It reminds me of the show Bewitched.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It reminds me of that show.
It's just somebody using their imagination.
Ain't nobody taking that show and going to sit there and going to nod their head and say a spell and hope somebody disappears or something like
right.
that.
Right. Somebody want to be a witch when I grow up.
You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. You know what I'm saying? On that aspect, it's not that. There are some serious aspects with some of the things, like I said, with maybe Twilight or even Harry Potter. I couldn't believe when Cap's talking about Harry Potter and they boycotted it and all this type of stuff. And I watched, I was like, what? It's not like they sitting there. It's a fictional story. Now, what is a movie that's fictional but could be dangerous is something like The Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Because The Da Vinci Code, here's the difference. The Da Vinci Code uses real aspects of history along with fictional writing and puts it together so that people that don't know nothing about history, they tie them together so good that you actually think that right. Jesus and Mary had a relationship
right.
and had a baby or something
right.
like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're actually using things from I watched a history show on, I think it was the second Da Vinci Code, and it talked about the research they did for this thing. And the stuff that they used, the research was so deep, the archaeological research was so deep when it came to some of the religious stuff and the connotation. I mean, some of the stuff that they used was so crazy. It was so real. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then he would just write a fictional plot around real items. You're not getting that with Charmed. You're not getting that with the White Wolves don't exist. We know
right,
that.
Right.
And you're not. And Harry Potter can't nobody fly on a broom and play Quidditch or Squidditch or whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying?
There's no Dumbledore.
You might be a Dumbledore, but there's no Dumbledore. You know what I'm saying? And so, my dude, I think you might have did yourself a little disservice by telling your friend that. You know what I'm saying? What you did was you named shows, and what you should have did was name a principal. Mm. Shiba?
Shaba Dobo! Shut up!
You know what I'm saying? You should have named a principal. You should have talked about maybe not engaging in shows that will make your lust rise or you know what I'm saying, cause you to fail in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? You know, concerning spiritual things, you know what I'm saying? You know, temptations and stuff like that. You probably should have gave them principles and laid down that thing instead of pointing out shows. Because when you begin to because if you lay down a principle, it can take care of the shows. When you point out shows, you miss other shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, you know what I'm saying? We ain't kill your witness. You know what I mean? And to be honest, I think that the dude, he couldn't have called you a hypocrite. I think he was just saying that because we were talking about you know, the top Forbes 100 list, there's nothing hypocritical in that. So we're going to take the last call and then we out. Damn caller, you're on. What's your comment?
Just calling. Let me give a shout out to the Ham Sandwich Show.
Thank
y'all
you,
doing a good job. Keep up the good work.
Who this? Who is this? Who's calling and where you from?
Oh, that's what he has.
Oh, that's it. All right, you want to give a shout out. So that's it. That's all we're going to say. Thanks for the love, dog. Whatever your name was, Pete Samson. And,
I think that was my man Emmett Chapman, yo.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think I've met him before.
Yeah, Emmett Chapman.
I've met him before.
Yeah,
you sound like him?
Yeah, that was him.
That's what's up.
He said that was me.
Why you hang up like that?
What up, Emmett?
Yo, why you
big shout out.
Yo, why you ring and run, Emmett? You know what I'm
saying? Oh, run ringer.
You know what I'm saying?
Ring and run.
You a prank caller.
and so that's what it is. Guys, we thank you so much. For watching the Ham Show.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody.
Tell your neighbors.
We on every Tuesday at 6:30.
And don't
know it's
every Tuesday at 6:30 on holyculture.net. We are on hamshow.tv. You know what I'm saying? Hamshow.com. You can visit. Also, go to our Facebook. Post your questions on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We want to see tons of questions, comments, all that type of stuff on Facebook. We'll be conversating you throughout the week. And then, you know what I'm saying, we'll come back and do a show. I'll come back and do a show and hopefully answer some of those comments. You know what I'm saying? So, it's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And I'm Treasure, and the quote of the day is, to all our hammies, thanks for love and support. Keep listening, and we'll keep bringing you the fun fact and facts.
And I appreciate y'all for listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich? Peace.
Today's ham playlist, set one, song one, Ziglag Boys, Raw and Uncut, ham classic. Song two, Mally Music, I Hate You, another ham classic. Set two, song one, Jay Kielbasa.
Kielbasa. Sausage.
Sausage. Jay Kielbasa. And Jay featuring Jay Skywalker, Lift Them Up. Song two, Pro, AU. Song three, Sean Slaughter, Survivor, featuring Kenton Jones. Set three, song one, is C-Mo featuring Sean Slaughter, Come Closer, The Pros, remix. We out. Peace.